for the purpose, critique, review, positive, retrospect, everything on good notice, and here we go.
So, it's time for the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
Jersey Jr., ready to roll.
Well, we are going to be talking about, the topic is, you came up with it this week.
Getting older.
Hitting middle age, the pros and cons.
Yeah, hitting middle age, getting older. I mean, not like in your mom and dad's or grandparents' age.
Yeah.
Or not like 20-year-old millenniums. I'm talking about our current age, middle age.
Our middle of the road.
Yes.
The 40 to 60 range nerdlings.
Yes, because you remember when your parents were this age and you were young. And
yes.
You're like, I'll never get there. Now, ba-bang, we're here.
Guess what? You're there. But before we do that, I do want to say, I want to give, because we do have kids that listen in with their parents on this. I do have to give a parental advisory.
One parental advisory.
We are going to be playing some George Carlin here, about 3 sound clips down the road here shortly. Just to let you know, George Carlin gets a little mouthy. Giving you a warning on that, okay? All right, so our topic is hitting middle age, the pros and cons.
Yeah, the reason I come up with this one is because you wake up certain days, we're all a little overweight, some of us more like myself, and that's not good. As we get older, you feel it in your bones now.
Yeah.
And you feel your allergies more now.
Yeah.
And you also feel less patience as you're getting older.
Yeah, you want to deal with less drama.
Yes.
Less nonsense, less shenanigans. But before we get into it, because we'll each take a turn to talk about it a little bit, I got some great sound bites here, okay?
Awesome.
Who better to go for an old man than Grandpa Abe Simpson?
Oh, right.
Here's Grandpa Simpson. He's going to tell us about the story of an onion on his belt.
We can't bust heads like we used to, but we have our ways.
Oh, you got it.
One trick is to tell them stories that don't go anywhere. Like the time I caught the ferry over to Shelbyville, I needed a new heel for my shoe. So I decided to go to Morganville, which is what they call Shelbyville in those days. So I tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time. Now, to take the ferry cost a nickel, and in those days, nickels had pictures of bumblebees on them. Give me 5 bees for a quarter, you'd say. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. The important thing was that I had an onion on my belt, which was a style at the time. They didn't have white onions because of the war. The only thing you could get was those big yellow ones.
Onion story.
The onion story. I've always thought it would be fun to try to talk like Grandpa, do the improv of it on the spot. But, you know, anyway, Grandpa Simpson.
On to the next cut.
No, let's give it, you hit me with what your pro is on getting old, middle age.
Hopefully not getting
the
onions.
The four, not an onion on your belt?
No, the pro is.
What's the four, the pro?
I don't have to go back to go to school anymore and wonder what is going to happen in life. You always know that you live every day for the fullest and you start to accept things better.
Yeah.
So that's a pro.
That makes sense.
You get a little bit more wisdom.
That makes a lot of sense. All right, so here's our next video clip, and we'll come back, and I'll give you my pro on it for getting older. This is Rodney Dangerfield on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Oh.
He's there to promo for the movie Easy Money from 1983. His real name, if you didn't know it, it's Jacob Rodney Cohen. That's Rodney Dangerfield's real last name. So here he is. He's just going on a wonderful tirade with his jokes. It's awesome.
Smoking, that's another one. Try to stop smoking. That's a beauty, huh? Well, with cigarettes, my wife and I, we made a deal, my wife and I. We only smoke after sex. I got the same pack now since 1975. What bothers me is my wife. She's up to 3 packs a day. I'll tell you the truth. My wife and I, we never have sex.
No.
Now, we get undressed. We can't stop laughing, you know? But I'll tell you one thing, when my wife does have sex, she screams. Ooh, especially when I walk in on her. Now you kid, I know my wife cheats on me. Every time I come home, the parrot says, quick, out the window, you know?
Kidding me.
I mean, my house, I can't relax.
Really?
I got a dog. He drives me nuts. Oh. I got a dumb dog. You know, we call him Egypt. Every room he leaves a pyramid. My kids, they don't help either.
No good.
No, my kids, they're real smart kids I got, you know. Yeah. But the other day I told my kid, I said, someday you'll have children of your own. He said, so are you. I got a mean kid, a very mean kid. He scotch-tapes worms to the sidewalk, then watches the birds get hernias. Are you kidding me?
Mean kid.
Mean kid. And my daughter, too, she's no bargain either, my daughter. Are you kidding? Well, she's been picked up so many times, she's starting to grow handles. I mean, you're kidding. Her graduation book, her picture is horizontal. It's ridiculous.
Strange.
My daughter, you're kidding. My daughter, they call her Federal Express, you know.
Why's that?
Yeah, when she goes to a guy's apartment, she absolutely positively has to be there with him. I mean, I tell you, the trouble with kids, they play around so young today, very young. I was talking to my doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombach. You know my doctor? Yeah. Well, he told me last week in his office he got 6 cases of VD. I mean, he's all right now, you know. Oh, he's a strange doctor.
Strange doctor.
Oh, very good kid. I asked him if my heart was strong enough for sex. He told me not if I join in, you know? Oh, that's right, Doc. But everyone wants love. Love is the answer, Johnny. Everyone's looking for love. Deep love. A lifetime of deep love, you know? I'm looking for a shallow half hour, you know? I start strong, but I peter right out. That's
Don't you have luck with
me? I never had luck with me. I'm no ladies' man. I know that, Johnny. I never got girls. I was a kid in show business either, you know? Well, one girl told me, come on over. There's nobody home. I went over. There was nobody home. And this girl was no bargain either. She was fat.
Ooh. Fat, huh?
How about when she wears high heels, she strikes oil, okay? She's not.
Fat, you kidding? Fat, huh? Fat, big girl.
Oh, I met her at the Macy's Parade. She was wearing ropes. I mean, fat. When she was on a Richard Simmons show jumping up and down, my TV fell off the stand. But I'm talking about a fat girl
big
here, you know what I mean?
Big
girl, you're kidding? She was standing alone. A cop told her, break it up, you know? This girl was fat and ugly. Ooh, she ugly.
Ugly.
How ugly? I took her to the beach. They asked me what I used for bait. Ugly chick, you kidding? When I took her home, my mother put newspapers on the floor. I mean, ugly. I gave her a hickey. I got fur in my mouth. Are you That's how ugly she was. I had the right trio, I could make it, you know that?
So how are you, Rodney? Hey, we got a film clip. Right, hey, from your picture.
That's right, yeah.
It's called, what is the name of this picture?
Thanks for being so well informed.
Easy.
To a zebra. What else do you need?
Easy Money is called.
Easy Money.
Yeah. You the star of this picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough making a movie, I'll tell you that.
Is it tough?
Should have been called Tough Buck.
Really? You got a lot of money now. Does it make you happier?
Money don't mean nothing. You know that. You got the same head. Money don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the same guy, you know?
Yeah. You haven't changed then?
Suddenly I'm depressed.
Does this excerpt we're going to see need any, as they say, set up at all?
Well, in a movie, you know, I'm a baby photographer.
Oh,
and and what I do is, in this movie here, I'm like, I try to turn over a new leaf, you know. I stop drinking, stop gambling, stop overeating, and a few other things I won't go into. And this is, I'm in withdrawal now, sort of trying to stop. And this clip shows me what happens when I'm a baby photographer after I've stopped all these things. I'm not quite myself.
Okay. From, here it is.
Easy Money.
Easy Money.
You gotta stay still, okay? You gotta stay still, okay, kid? You gotta stay still. Kid, you gotta stay still.
No, dear. Have you ever seen a face like that before?
No. If I did, I'd remember it. Okay. Gonna get a real good picture now, okay?
Look at him. He's got my eyes.
He's got my nose.
And my sympathy. All right.
He got some wallet size pictures, too.
This kid won't fit no wallet size.
All right, there you have it. I love his joke. I can still recite Rodney Dangerfield jokes. Remember when he was in Back to the Back to School?
Yeah.
When he did Twist and Shout. Okay, so actually that Paranalyzer, I'm going to give you my pro, what I'm for about getting a little bit older. I like the fact is that I don't have to put up with nonsense anymore. I don't have to accept. Some people still live like they're in high school. They want to, you know, make you work like you're in high school. They want to micromanage you like you're in high school.
They want to borrow your books, which is money nowadays and stuff.
Yeah.
And they just,
It's like, you don't have to tolerate the nonsense, the drama, the constant rigmarole that just put, you know, just makes you go, you know, by the time it's Friday, you know. If you saw the picture I posted up on our Instagram account, WCW_comedy, Shiny Squirrel Podcast, public domain pictures, you know, Monday morning, you feel like you're young, you're ready, you're energetic, ready to take on the world. By Friday afternoon, you feel like Jim from Taxi, you don't care the hell with it.
That's it.
But that's what I am for about getting a little bit older. Not having to put up with anybody's nonsense, drama, and bullshit. And here's your parental advisory. Here's George Carlin on getting older. He is 70 years old. God bless you, George.
I'd like to begin. Thank you. I'd like to begin by saying, fuck Lance Armstrong. Fuck him and his balls and his bicycles and his steroids and his yellow shirts and the dumb, empty expression on his face. I'm tired of that asshole. And while you're at it, fuck Tiger Woods, too. There's another jack-off I can do without. I'm tired of being told who to admire in this country. Aren't you sick of being told who your heroes ought to be? Being told who you ought to be looking up to. I'll choose my own heroes, thank you very much. And fuck Dr. Phil, too. Dr. Phil said I should express my emotions, so that's what I'm doing. Now, since the last time I rolled through these parts, and I do roll through with some frequency, I'm a little bit like herpes, I keep coming back. But since the last time I might have seen some of you folks, I have had my 70th birthday. So I'm not... Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I'm now 70 years old, and I like 70. Not as much as I like 69. Well, 69 was always my favorite number. Now I figure I'm 69 with one finger up my ass. But now that I'm an old fuck, and that's what I consider myself to be, an old fuck. Old fuck is a very special term. It's not like old man. Old man is different. Old man isn't really a time in your life or a period of years. It's an attitude. Old man is a point of view. It's a way of looking at things. Some guys are old men when they're in their 20s. You've met guys like that. They're just wired like old men. Not me. Not an old man and not an old fart. Because an old fart is kind of... What I am is an old fuck. It's kind of like a fat fuck. You know what I mean? Fat fuck, tall fuck, skinny fuck, short fuck. Old fuck. Who's the old fuck? That's Georgie. Georgie's the old fuck. In this respect, fuck is actually a synonym for the word fellow. But now that I'm an old fuck, I'm beginning to notice there's some advantages to putting on a few extra years. The first one is, you never have to carry anything heavy ever again. Everybody wants to help an old fuck. If you got a big suitcase or something like that, you know, you just kind of go like this a little bit. You say, yeah, could you help me with this? Say, yeah, hey, how far are you going? Indianapolis. He wants to help. Fuck him. Put him to work. Take advantage of people. Another nice thing about getting old is you can leave any social event early just by saying you're tired. Works great with family members. Just turn to the person next to you and say, geez, I'm getting tired, you know? Oh, you're tired? Come on, Grandpa's tired. Grandpa's going to bed. Someone else says, but it's 7:30 in the morning. There's always one asshole in the family. But the best thing about getting old is you're not responsible for remembering things anymore. Even important things. But it was your daughter's funeral. I forgot. You can even make believe you have Alzheimer's disease. That's a lot of fun. You look around the dining room table and you say, who are you people and where is my horse? Then you stare at your eldest son and say, Agnes, I haven't seen you since First Communion. Fucks them up. Fucks them up. They don't know how to handle it. Takes them a week to get over that shit. And they start listening to you a lot more carefully from then on. So don't be afraid to get old. It's a great time of life. You get to take advantage of people, and you're not responsible for anything. You can even shit in your pants. They expect it. I haven't tried that yet, but I don't rule it out. I'm keeping my options open. Everything is on the table. Perhaps that's not the figure of speech I wanted right there.
See? All right, there you go. George Carlin on getting old. Oh. He is right on. I miss George Carlin. He's one of the people who, like Richard Pryor, I wish we still had to work us through these torrential times of these days in life, you know? All right, so it's yours now. The con on getting old.
Okay. You get these young girls that they, you know, flirt with you a little bit and stuff, and you're like this, and you see the young guy come in tatted up or bulk, and they're just like, you know, hey, like, wow. I'm the George Carlin of trying to get the young girl now. In other words, I'm the old fat fuck that's done.
Yeah, but
you ain't catching it.
And it's neat because there is a degree where you could say what you want, and it's funny to see them, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying being that and being rude and getting, you know, cutting in line, but he makes a good point. You know, I had someone say to me, like, one day I will be the old fuck in line at the grocery store buying his hamburger for the week, and I won't have enough money because I'm cheap, and I'll start crying in line till the person behind me will pay for it.
Con, the young girls say bye-bye unless you got a lot of cash. You ain't getting no ash.
Well, before I give you my con on getting old, we got to pay a visit to Waldorf and Statler, the Muppets.
Oh.
Here they are versus Waldorf and Statler, the two old men for the Muppets. They versus Milton Berle.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And good evening. And I want to thank you, Kermit. Thank you for your wonderful introduction. First time I've ever been introduced by an amphibious MC. Because you know what amphibious means. It means he can be dull on land or water. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I just got back from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport. And while I was there...
Funny! Funny! Funny!
I heard about them. It's beginning. You're the two guys that I heard about that heckle from the box, aren't you? There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Get a look at them. Starsky and Crutch. Don't start with me, boys. Don't start with me, please.
Hey, Burl.
What?
You know what? I've just figured out your style.
Really?
You work like Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck's not a comedian.
Well?
Now, just a minute, please. I have been a successful comedian half of my life.
How come we got this half?
Look, did you come in here to be entertained or not?
That's right.
What's right?
We came in here to be entertained, and we're not.
Yeah? I'd like to see you come down here and be funny.
You first!
The audience. Don't pay any attention to him, folks. He's the ninth child of a family of eight. Let me tell this story.
Hey, Burl!
Oh. Yes, what is it? What is it?
You know what you're doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong?
You're standing too close to the audience.
Oh, yeah? How's this?
You're still too close.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this okay?
Yeah, a little more.
How far back do you want me to go?
You got a car? I was...
Let me tell you something. If you don't stop, I'll have the usher throw you out.
He can't. He's too busy.
Doing what?
Keeping people in.
And you're encouraging me. That's what you're doing. You know what I got? I got a good mind to punch you in your nose.
Please, not while I'm holding it.
That's pretty funny.
Ah, you can use it.
I can use it. I don't need your material, pal. I got a million funny lines in the back of my head.
Yeah, how come they never reach your mouth?
Gentlemen, will you please? Will you take it easy? Do you think I'm doing this for fun?
Not so far.
Oh, I see. You think you can do better?
I couldn't do worse.
All right. Okay. I dare you both to come down here and entertain.
We should.
Oh, yeah? Do you sing?
No.
Do you dance?
No.
Can you get laughs?
No.
Then what would you do?
Just what you're doing.
Okay, that's it. That's it. I'm going to call the police.
Good idea. You need all the protection you can get.
Don't, will you? I've had it with you guys. I'm not going to put up with you anymore. Not anymore.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Burr?
Oh, I'm going to start with you now. How's it going? It's gone terribly. It's good. These guys have been picking on me, insulting me ever since I started.
Well, can I help you out?
Please, huh?
Which way did you come in?
I would... Get that out of here. I've had it. Here we go again.
Milton Berle versus Waldorf and Stadler.
That was very, very, very interesting.
I mean, because I know we're past the pro and the con, but as I get older, I enjoy smaller things. I enjoy hanging around my parents. I know my parents aren't going to be here that long.
Exactly.
It's enjoyable. I love hanging out with my dad.
Like when they say cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah.
That's a very simple phrase. Be clean, because if not, people don't want to be around you. Just like you like going with your parents. You learn little things are better than, okay, you wait all week to have a steak, and then the steak turns out to be all kinds of like
gristle,
season and gristle and everything. Boom. But yet, you take that brown paper bag, and it's got a turkey or a tuna sandwich with cheese just primed right, but it's a little hot, and you get a soda. That's much better than going to a fancy restaurant to have a steak.
That's true. Making it yourself.
Exactly.
All right, so we've just been talking with the men here. Grandpa Simpson, Rodney Dangerfield, George Carlin.
Who are the ladies?
The ladies. Who else? Dolly Parton. She's got some great comments on talking about getting older. Here she is. This is from a BBC talk show called Parkinson.
You must pinch yourself and think, you know, how did I get here from there? It's a remarkable adventure, remarkable story.
Well, you do think about it, and as you get older, you really think about it more. But I just realize how lucky I've been, how fortunate I am, and I'm very humble that I've been able to accomplish as much as I have. But I didn't know I couldn't do it till I had it done, so to speak. I guess I was just that silly or that ambitious.
But you dream? I mean, did you know you're going to be famous? I mean,
I wanted to be.
You did.
I believed that I would be, and I just worked with that in my heart and in my mind, and I just wouldn't accept it to be any other way. And it was just a lifestyle, and I figured I couldn't be any poorer than I'd been in my childhood. So when I went to Nashville, I knew I wouldn't starve. I knew I could do something, work at a restaurant or whatever. So I got lucky and got a job early on as a songwriter. And that's my favorite thing that I do, is to write. So I got on a little salary, and then I got lucky and got on a big syndicated show there in the States. And just from there, everything just went.
But when did Dolly Parton, this wonderful, extravagant person that we see.
The gaudy one.
Yeah, but when did Dolly appear from that poor girl in the mountains in Tennessee? I mean,
well, I always wanted to have pretty clothes, pretty things, and I read every book, every magazine I could see, and I really patterned my look. It was a country girl's idea of glamour, after what they call the town tramp, the lady. Seriously, though, there was this lady, you know, they have them in a mountain town, a country town. There's always a few loose women. But this woman, I thought was beautiful. You know, it's like And she had this beautiful peroxide hair, had it piled on her head, and red nails, high heel shoes, and I just thought she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. And Mama said, "Oh, she ain't nothing but trash." So I thought, that's what I want to be, Mama. I want to be trash. So actually, I just really kind of patterned the thought of true. But I just love makeup, I love hair, I love flashy clothes, and I'm not a natural beauty. I don't have legs and beauty like these girls. Well, I would have been tall, but I got bunched up at the top. I'm probably 6'4", I guess. But actually, the way I look came from a serious place of a country girl's idea of glamour.
Were you always bunched up at the top?
I've always had biggins. But I've had a little help lately.
You have?
Well, it's when my husband said, "Let me see your boobs," and had to pull my skirt up, I thought I'd better give it. It's time. But no, I mean, I'm at the age and I'm... Oh, you like that one?
I did like that one, yeah. I'm still thinking about it.
Paints a picture, don't
you? Yeah,
you want to thank me for conjuring up that image?
I do. I've carried it with me for a long time.
But if I see something dragging, sagging, and bagging, I go get it fixed and gold and whatever I have to do.
But what's it? I mean, you've been very frank about the amount of plastic surgery that you've had.
Yeah.
But just a practical question. I mean, I would be terrified of plastic surgery from the point of view of having to go in for a general anaesthetic, you know.
Just going to sleep?
Yeah.
Well, hell, I'd rather be put to sleep than to, you know, but forever than to look awful.
No, but I mean, to do it once would be all right, but I mean, you can't keep on going and doing this, can you?
Oh, well, I don't do that much.
I don't
do big bits at a time. If I just see, you know, like the Botox thing or whatever, if you need a few little things. But I still got experience. I don't let them miss me. No, I do little things. I'm kind of like a show dog, you know, you got to keep them up. Or a show horse. I just kind of look at it like keeping my car tuned up. If it's a little something I need, if I think, oh, I need to do this, I'll go do that. But I don't do it that often. And I just do the rest with paints and crayons.
She's a little more free to say what she wants to on the BBC.
On the BBC, she just lets it all out.
Just lets it all go. I love when she puts that line, "I'm going to nip it, tuck it, clip it, plug it, or clip it, or whatever." All right, so we got one more. Any last things you want to throw in?
Just, you know what? Life isn't so bad if you just learn that you don't have to drive the flashy car to the other side of the moon and back in record time. And if you got an old clunker, that'll get you there safer than sorry. Take the clunker because you want to be joyful.
That is true. So I figured to close out the podcast, hey, why not Cher?
Cher.
Another one who has stood the tests of time. What else? Turn Back Time, which was on the Deadpool 2 soundtrack, believe it or not. Here we go.
Said the things I said, rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. That I didn't care, but I lost everything. If I could turn back time, if I could turn back time.
Back time. I've always wanted to do a parody on that Star Trek time.
Look at the size of that ship, though. It's an actual battleship, man. That's crazy.
It was a good video. So anyway, that is our podcast on the pros and cons of getting old.
Have a good evening.
Go to bed, have some warm milk. You'll sleep all night.